Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome, everybody, to the Calm Down podcast. It's that time again. Aaron, you're back in L.A. I'm up at the lake. We're not together. We're not at a seminar, and there's no Chris Myers. Please don't tune out. I promise we'll be just as entertaining. What's going on, girl?
Hey, everybody.
I mean, I went back and listened to that podcast, and I actually, here's a funny, we drove from our home in Montana to the airport. It's about an hour 20 drive. You were on it with me. Mm-hmm. I made Jarrett listen to our podcast and he was like, this is funny. This is good. Now, hopefully other people think that, but he obviously knows Jillian. He knows Chris Myers, but he really was like entertained. And there were things in it I didn't realize, like Chris being two different voices when he called the station in Miami. That was a hoot. I work in television, not on televisions. I mean, this guy is just pure entertainment and he's loved every minute of it. My favorite part is I saw Jillian again in Canton when we did the Hall of Fame game, and we'll get to that after the break. But she was saying, Chris Myers has not only retweeted, but retweeted your retweet on your retweet.
For those of you that
missed
last week's episode, Chris Myers, who Aaron and I have both worked with for a long time, and you guys even split a sideline over the years during the playoffs, but he's quite the character. If you haven't listened, go back and listen to it. I need a light in here. It's very dark. But anyways, so recapping from that, so we were in Arizona for the seminar. As we mentioned last week, the seminars where everyone from all the different announce crews gets together because the football season is right around the corner. And so we never really get to see, like, I don't get to see you outside of, like, you know, personal, like, hanging out.
Yeah.
Work reasons. You're on the road. I'm in studios. So anyways, it's a good chance to, like, well, for me, drink way too much and not remember half the things I said, which is a Wednesday.
I remember something you told my producer, which I want to recap
with
you. Oh,
which, by the way,
if you told
by the way, his bride was at the party that I was at the other night. And I was like, let me see you 1-2 step. Anyways, but back to us. So when I left you, you went off to Canton and worked your first game. How did it feel? Were you like, I'm excited to get back out there? What was happening?
It was cool. It was super weird, I'll be honest, because out here in LA and I, you know, watching the news, everybody is just so worried about being masked up. And on the sidelines, we are out, we are about, we are proud. And it was interesting because for the pregame, for the preseason game, we can actually interview the players. I interviewed Coach McCarthy right before kick, which
Cutie.
Is very nerve-wracking, by the way.
You were great. I was so excited just to, like, see you back in action. I sat on the couch and I was like, football is back. And, like, just even the whole, like, setup of everything made me excited. Sorry to interrupt. Okay, go.
Yeah, it was cool, right? Like, if you're a big sports fan, I thought our pregame was awesome. It was great to see the guys there. It was great to see them together. The whole, did you see the feature where they did the whole behind the scenes of telling Coach Johnson?
I can't.
I was crying on the field watching it.
And how cool is it, though, that now every single person on that set, Terry, mm-hmm. Jimmy, Howie, Stray, they will all have gold jackets. They're all Hall of Famers. It was so cool because you see them all sitting there, and Troy was there too. But then Jimmy was that one person, the long overdue honor that he is now mm-hmm. part of a very elite class of coaches and players. So really cool to see. But were you just stoked to be back out there?
Yeah, it was cool. It was weird. It was strange to be down on the sidelines. Remember, we've been separated from everybody for a year. We were up in the front row in a moat section. Guys were waving to us from afar. And here comes Coach McCarthy, right with, I'm like yelling at Dallas PR. I'm like, 10 seconds, 5 seconds, because those are so hard right before the kick. The coach doesn't want to do them. But thankfully, Coach McCarthy was so great about it. But they're worried about, you know, getting their play sheet, like everything all together. You know, the first couple of plays are scripted and they want to be set. And here he is answering my questions. He's holding a microphone. He comes near me. I scoot back. Sweet. I scoot forward. He scoots back. It was just so crazy. But it was a lot of fun. Dallas's sideline, obviously Dak wasn't there, and hope Dak is doing okay with that shoulder strain. Talk to Ezekiel. You are going to be blown away if you see Zeke in person this year. He's dropped 10 pounds. He says he's the weight he was at when he was a freshman at Ohio State. He walked up and I go, this is 10 pounds. And I guess I didn't understand the way I said it. He goes, what? And I go, no, you look unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, and you never think those guys are big at all. And it's not like he was, but 10 pounds on Zeke gone is like, whoa, mm-hmm. daddy. I mean, he already had those abs. He looked great. Ben Roethlisberger, I love seeing Ben. I don't know what your relationship is with him, but he's always been so wonderful to me. And I was so excited to see him. Peter Schrager texted me and he goes, only you can make Ben smile. And I was laughing with PR, and PR was like, well, that's because you don't see him every week to piss him off, you know? So, but I love that.
Yeah, he actually, because we don't do, or even when I was doing sidelines, it's all NFC. So you don't really see mm-hmm. these guys in the AFC. But my time with Ben was when I was doing the Shaq versus show, and it was Shaq versus whatever respective athletes from 100 years ago. And so he was the football player he took on, which was great. But I'm happy for Ben. I mean, look, it's been documented, his trials and tribulations off the field. He's come out of that. He's a father. He's, you know, is married and gotten himself through a lot of injuries. And look, he's mm-hmm. been the staple of that team now for a couple decades. Yeah. So it's cool to see him back out there. And Dak was adorable during the halftime. Yes, did you get to see any of it?
I did. Yeah. I actually, because I didn't have to do halftime interviews, I could actually sit there, eat a crustable, because that's all you can eat. And because it's hard, like, to try to have food down there and the fans are staring at you and you're shoving crap in your mouth. So that's never a good photo when they take that. I watched Dak.
We actually have, I'm going to jump ship because we're going to get to, we like to take fan questions. Thank you guys for those of you that wrote in. But it makes sense right here because one of the fan questions, which we'll get to a lot of them, to your previous point after the break. But there was a question for you on here, E. It said, favorite snack to eat during a game on the sideline or in studio? This was from Valerie Preactor. So if I'm saying your last name wrong, I'm sorry. But tell people, you're always talking about these, not an ad, Crustables.
No.
Which is a bad name, I'm going
to
say.
Smucker's this. Crustables, please. I would love this to be an ad. I mean, I don't think there's anybody that eats Crustables more than me. And this is on Thanksgiving.
Explain
on
what
Christmas
they are.
Day. So Crustables are basically a mini peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You can get them in grape jelly. You could get them in strawberry jelly. You keep them in the refrigerator. I like them toasted, but on the sidelines, we don't travel with toasters. I guess put them in front of those like heaters that the boys are lined up against when it's cold out. But they're so easy. Our crew keeps them in the fridge. They throw them and it's like, we do games on Thanksgiving Day. We do them on Christmas. And there's nothing says football sidelines to me than
like a crustable. And don't say while you demonstrate how you eat it. That's adorable.
Yeah, they're delicious. And they're quick. They're easy. I can have them down there. It's so funny because, not to go off on a tangent, but this wouldn't be our podcast if we didn't. Coach Bowden obviously passing away the other day, and thoughts and prayers to his family. I love Coach Bowden. I was telling my husband, probably did about 15 to 20 Florida State games in my college career, maybe even more. But when I worked the beginning part of my career at ESPN, I was a little thicker. And I know why I was, because on the sidelines, I'd crush M&Ms, Cokes, hot dogs, chicken fingers. I mean, I wasn't really conscious of the LBs, you know, and the fact I maybe wasn't getting a good workout the next morning. So those days, that was my snack. Now I try to be more conscious with, I'll do some sort of almond, maybe a nut. I work with a group called Tao's Bakes that are actually, you had real? Some.
Oh my God, they're so good. When I was at your house in Montana, I couldn't stop eating them. Yeah.
Yeah. They're like healthier snacks. Troy Aikman and myself, we endorse them. We love them. And I also like putting electrolytes in water, because if you think about it, we don't really get to drink very much down there. A lot of the times I just forget. So staying hydrated is a big one, but that's the long version of what I like to eat on the sidelines. How did we get into this subject?
It doesn't matter.
I was watching Dak at halftime eating a Crustable.
Yeah.
CeeDee Lamb. I got to interview him in the third quarter. Schrager Bombs texted me and he goes, how cool of a cat is that guy? And I guess I really didn't realize, like, he was so sweet. And this was the first time I got to be close to him and talk to him again, because last year we weren't on the sidelines. Yeah, but he's a smooth, smooth dude. I guess he's had yet another great camp. I'm excited to see him in action. But who's I was pumped.
Who's your week one? Who's your week one game?
Packers. Packers at New Orleans, which today, there's a lot of drama with Michael Thomas, huh?
Yeah, that was all season last year. I mean, anyways, yep. But it's a developing story. So we'll just leave that right there until there's, you know, some more information there. But, good. I'm excited that you were, you know, jacked to be back up on the sidelines.
Was it a good watch? Did you like it?
Oh my God, I was texting you being like, I'm just so stoked that, like, even if it's a Hall of Fame game and it doesn't matter, it's preseason and not all the starters are in, just to see football back. And I think a lot of that has to do with, think about it, this time last year during quarantine,
we didn't know
if there was going to be a season. You didn't know if you were going to be able to be, like, in games. Were the announce crews going to be broadcasting from the studio? It was a whole thing. So I think that now that we know, and specifically for you, that you can do your job. It's different when you're there and you're close and, like, not having to ask questions from row 24B. So I'm excited for you. You have a summertime glow. I know you just left Montana, which I'm sad that that means that's the Kellerman camp is over for you. But your guys,
I do have some makeup on. I had a Zoom interview today, trying to land another job, but not from Fox or anything like that. But I, you know, much like you, I can't have enough jobs. But speaking of glow, kind of, if you want to get up and personal, and I didn't even get a chance to call you today because I've been rushing the freak around today. Kind of got some big news. So I've been trying, like, full disclosure, I've been really open about my fertility journey. I've been trying like hell, which you were at my Montana house. So you saw all the, like, witches, potions, pills, teas
you guys,
I take.
I left Montana being like, first of all, I need to drink more water, because this broad's like constantly drinking water. She was drinking the olive oil, the Saint Supply olive oil.
Yes.
She was taking these drinking these teas before bed. Meanwhile, I'm breaking corks by drinking more wine before bed.
Fine.
I'm like, you're doing all the things right. That's why that hair of yours is real. And mine is in a baby pony. I'm going to start doing the Aaron Andrews regimen of, like, hotions and potions. But tell me, what was your, they're obviously working. Right. What's going on here?
My fake hair has arrived for this season.
Ooh,
not that I'm
going to
be like sewing it anymore. We're going to clip it in. We're going to clip it in and see how she goes.
I just show up with wet hair.
I just have been trying and trying, and I go for an ultrasound, not to be graphic, but all our ladies, which, by the way, when I did kind of share our fertility struggle, we had a lot of DMs towards that and people were saying, be more honest. So I will. So I've just been trying and, like, things haven't been going well. And today, yet again, in the stirrups at 8:30 in the morning. And he's just like, let's go. Let's freaking go. We're
gonna
going to go and try meds today. So we're going. And
Yay!
It was so funny. I said to him, I go,
that's great news.
What does this mean? I go, this is literally how I talk to my doctor, and I love him so much. I literally said, wait, am I Matt Stafford and Dak Prescott, where I haven't thrown a ball all preseason and you're going to throw me in for, like, regular season? Like, where am I? And he goes, you know what? We're on the 30-yard line.
Oh.
We're on the 30-yard line and we're starting. Like, let's fucking go.
Oh.
Like, I know. I was texting
giving you
my
a
girlfriend.
Big hug.
I was
I'm
like,
so happy.
I've never been more, like, excited to stab myself with HGH and hormones in
go
my entire
it.
Life. Because, like, I just know that, like, we have this, 11, 15 days and we got to go for it. So,
Aaron,
crazy.
I'm so happy.
And then I met a fantastic acupuncturist slash healer slash osteopath in Montana.
Yeah.
And she said, today is a new moon. So this could mean a lot of things. So wow. New moon, new follicles, new syringes. Let's go.
I'm into it, by the way.
Tom Brady of IVF. Come on now.
You know, I tell you that all the time. I'm like, what are we're mm-hmm. quitting now? We're not quitting on anything. This game ain't over.
Quitting.
You know what? Transfer to Tampa and win another ring. Why not? Make some adjustments. But I'm so proud of you. And I tell you this all the time, but being open and honest about your situation isn't easy. And it is very personal. And I know that you've now motivated me. I need to go do another round. I need to, you know, there's no excuses. And we have too many people in our lives that we know that have struggled in similar, but yet different ways. And if this isn't, you know, a reminder to all of us that we only have a short window. So good for you. It's a testament to who you are. You never give up. And when, you know, one door closes, you open up a window, sister. So I'm proud of you. I'm happy for you. And I'm here to support you in any way that I can.
The lady sat me down today to go over instructions. I go, I got to be honest. It's my 7th time doing IVF. How much of this has changed? But Carissa, you've been there with me. I mean, doing these drugs is like, it is a reality show. I mean, the fact they trust us mixing this shit is insane. It's a meth lab in your house.
Completely. For anyone that
has
never done these, they literally send you home with all these syringes, all of these things. And they're also supposed to like time sensitive of like, you have to take it at this certain time. You know me.
Yep.
Please, there's a reason that I was never on birth control because I could never take the pill on time. I would have been pregnant 19 times. I'm like, just put that IUD in. Hello. It's fine. No one cares. I've shared that I have bowel issues as well on this podcast now.
That was great. But Myers loved it.
It really is. It's like, I don't know how they trust us to do this. But you're, unfortunately and fortunately, you are, you know, well-versed in this now at this point. So it probably makes it easier. And a lot of it has to do with your mental state. That you're in such a good place this time. I'm just rooting for you always.
Love you, love you.
Well, this is great.
Seven times a charm. This has to be a good. Who do we love?
John Elway. You know what? Just go ahead. You go ahead, John. I don't know if we give you, if we trust you making draft picks, but you've done a great job in your Hall of Fame career with your rings, and your car dealerships. There's not a car that guy hasn't sold. I want to know.
Steakhouse, I heard, is pretty good too.
Really? Oh. My hair is wet because I'm up at the lake. I tried to go for a run real quick before we got on here. And let me just tell you, that altitude, you and I went for a hike when we were in Montana. And the best part, so Erin was very sweet and invited me to her beautiful place in Montana. And she's like, let's go for a hike. Do you want an easy or a hard one? And I was like, let's do a hard one. Earn our cocktails. And we're like halfway through the hike. And I was like, how far is this hike? And she points up at this mountain, like Uncle Rico. And she's like, we're going up there. And I was like, holy shit. Like that was quite the hike. And then with the altitude, but it was fun. It was a good time. So you guys have retired Montana for the summer. Will you go back out there again at any point?
We're thinking Christmas because I have a certain Christmas day game at Lambeau and that travel may be easier to get back to Montana versus LA. Although Troy the other day goes, we're going to get snowed in. I was like, Santa better not do that to me.
Oh,
don't you dare say I'm getting snowed in.
Somebody get the reindeer and fly us out of here. We're going to get out of here for 2 seconds, pay some bills, and we will be back with more Calm Down Podcast right after this.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Erin.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A loser.
What'd you wake up with?
Oh my gosh, I have this, you know, like the zits that are the underground ones.
Yeah.
And there's no chance you're getting into that thing right now. But we're gonna let it just be.
I've got these ones that, like, you can't tell when my face is just resting bitch face. But if I really like strain my, like, pull my upper lip up to like get a glance at the pores, man, I got these little like bubble ones that I want to get in there with, speaking of IVF, an IVF needle, got a lot of them just delivered to me, or like my fingernails or like little tools. Mm. But then I know if I get in there to do that, it's only going to make it worse. And then they're going to turn in the cystic one. So I don't know what to do. You know,
I'm doing a good job. I went to Jai's the other day to get a facial for the first time in a long time. And it's always great when you like see the wonderful woman who does your facials and you know her, obviously. And she's like, so we've got some work to do. I'm like, it's going to be a minute. You know what? But I say, get them all.
I always want to open my eyes when they're squeezing them just to see like what's coming out.
I want a GoPro. I want to see it all. And you know, when you feel it, you know that something came out. I always ask Donna, the other sweet esthetician. I'm like, Donna, was that a good one? Because it felt like a great one. She goes, I'm going to need a minute for the cleanup. I'm like, good. Keep drinking water.
Keep drinking water. Got the green juice.
And she's got all the things. Guys, welcome back. This is the episode that we talk about, or not talk about. We answer some of your questions. We love those of you that wrote, well, we love all of you that listen, but also those of you that took the time to write in some questions. So should we get into it, E?
Yeah, let's do it. Planning a wedding. Any advice? Mm-hmm. Lessons learned. I just cut you off. Sorry.
No.
Mandy, 10141.
Mm-hmm. You go first because my weddings, plural, were both thrown together in like 5 seconds. So you had the wedding of all weddings. It was unbelievable. So start from the beginning. How long did it take you to plan it? All the details.
We were referred to a woman named Ifat. She owns a company called Orenco, O-R-E-N-C-O, not sponsored, wish it was, but she's a dream. She puts on great weddings, great parties, loved her so much. She became a part of my family. And look, it's expensive to hire someone to be a wedding planner, but it's worth every cent just to not deal with the little things. You're really good at that kind of stuff. I'm not.
No, I'm not.
I will say the one thing I wish we had done, and this is not Ifat's fault, this was our fault, is a kind of a shot list of people I wanted pictures with. I didn't even get a professional picture with you. Like, I have a picture, but it's not professional. I didn't even get one with Joe Troy. I didn't even get one with Stray.
Because you're busy, like, running up. Mm-hmm.
You're busy, you know? You got stuff going on. But it would have been nice. I didn't even get one of the table I was sitting at with my friends from Hermosa. So that is the one piece of advice I would really say try to do. Because like Carissa said, you're busy. I did manage to eat. I don't remember eating, but I did. did, thank God.
It was beautiful. How long did it take you to plan that wedding with her help and everything?
We got engaged in December, and then our wedding was that June, so it wasn't that long. And look, she's a well-oiled machine. I mean, she handled it, and that's why, you know, you pay her what you pay her, and I would highly recommend her. She's just so great. And there was a lot of logistics with ours in terms of transportation, where everybody was staying, so that was a pain in the ass, and we didn't deal with that, but she was wonderful with everything. What about you? Is there any advice for you?
I mean, look, you know, I'm not a wedding person at all because I'm a person that's like, I'd rather take that money and spend it on other things.
Yeah.
It's just not, it wasn't that important to me. But my first wedding, and I can say this with love because I'm now happily married in my second marriage. My first wedding was thrown together in 5 seconds just because we randomly decided to get married on a Wednesday. So that didn't really require any planning. And this, my marriage with Kyle, we were going to get married in California. But then all the COVID stuff happened.
Yeah.
And so I was like, dude, if you want to do this, we got to go out of state. And so luckily he had a great friend, Nick, who had all these contacts, including an awesome wedding planner and BTS management, their wedding planning skills. I literally just sent her a picture of what I wanted, one picture, and she did the entire thing. It was planned in 2 weeks. I rented my dress from Albright Library.
You're insane.
I was like, anyways, the wedding was great. I was sad I couldn't have you there or any of my friends there. But anyways, so I guess I'm probably like the worst person to ask for on that because I'm just like, have somebody else plan it.
It looks beautiful though. Gorgeous. Your pictures were amazing.
Angel. Oh, well that is the one, going back to your previous point, the one thing that I would like be adamant about. So I flew my friend John down, who always takes pictures for me because he knows I have ADD and there's no chance I'm like going to stand around for pictures. Exactly. And so I go, you got 20 minutes. And like, let's go. And he was awesome. Okay. Next question comes from Julia Tool 32. And she says, favorite cheat day foods. You're so healthy. I mean, what are we even cheating on?
I'm not. Are you crazy? I eat like crap. I was thinking about that story you just told about the hike. And then what did we do after the hike? We had 2 glasses of rosé. Mm-hmm. I had a crispy chicken sandwich. I didn't choke.
Tater tots. We had tater tots were good.
And fried cauliflower. So knock it off.
I know. And then you go and have 10 green juices and tea. But really, though, I'll tell you what my cheat day was the other day because I was severely hungover from a party that I went to the other night. And all day yesterday, you know what I did? I had McDonald's in the morning, sausage McMuffin. Then then I came home, took a nap. Then for lunch and dinner, I had half a Domino's pizza, one half for lunch, one half for dinner. And that's why I just took my ass up this hill, been hiking my ass up this hill the whole day.
Yes.
So I was like, I'm not eating anything today. Like, that's what I have to do. If I just go full on one day, it's probably not healthy. We get it. The next day, I have to deprive myself because that is nasty. McDonald's and Domino's. Aggressive,
I love
bro.
McDonald's so much. And I'm not afraid of who knows. Okay, couple things. Hangover food, yum. This is what I always say about McDonald's. Their 24-hour breakfast, it does.
Game changer.
It makes me so happy. Mm-hmm. Yes. 2 times I need it in my life. Hungover, yes. And I always go sausage biscuit, no egg, hash brown OJ. Yes, please.
Diet Coke.
This episode is sponsored by California Fertility Partners. Every time I would have a bad fertility visit, that would be my go-to. I'd go to the drive-thru right by the fertility office and get a sausage
biscuit. Wilshire Boulevard. I don't
even care.
I know the one.
Yeah. You know that one. It's right there off Wilshire. So good. But love it. Or there's this place to die for here. I was actually just telling our new colleague, Greg Olson.
Dream. I live for Greg Olson.
He's great.
So funny.
God, he's great. But we were flying home to LA from the seminar and he was like, oh, I just crushed that breakfast burrito. And I was like, damn you, I am so hungry sitting here hungover. So we've got this place named Fanny's, Phanny's, and their burritos are like a goddamn brick and they're so good. In Redondo.
Oh, Redondo. Mm-hmm. They're from Orlando. Hey,
babe, they're from Orlando.
There is a show on Netflix right now that I'm going to make you watch it tonight. Have you seen the story behind the movies we love?
Yes.
Did you watch the Pretty Woman
one? No.
Oh my God, you have to watch it. So Aaron and I have an affinity for Pretty Woman, mostly because of Julia Roberts. But her and I, like majority of lines we quote in movies are Julia Roberts movies, specifically Pretty Woman. Write it down. Are you writing it down? You guys have to watch this Netflix special. It's so awesome. It's basically all... Back to the Future, I think E.T., but Pretty
the
Woman.
The Home Alone one is really good.
Oh, I haven't seen that. But it tells the story of how these movies came to be, and it's awesome. Uh-huh. Pretty Woman was originally supposed to be named 3,000 for $3,000 for the amount that it was paid. And then they're like, oh, that's a sci-fi name. So it changed. It was a, do you know that, calm down, Chris. I got so excited talking about this. That Pretty Woman was a Disney movie.
Really?
Yeah. Telepictures.
Like a cartoon?
No, but it was like, it was picked up by Telepictures Production, which was owned by Disney. So that's why they had to change the original. I'm not going to ruin it for you. The original ending is very dark. Just watch it. Anyone listening?
Oh my God. Okay. Uh-huh. Wait, we're not done with this topic. Two things.
We're back to the
things
food?
To watch. Oh. Cam Hayward, not to name drop, but I was on the sidelines talking to him. He's great, by the way. Love him. He was asking me, because I was telling him I was staying in Montana, and he goes, hey, have you seen the show Places You'd Like to Vacation To or something? He says it's a series on Netflix as well. Places To... coolest vacation spots or whatever. Oh. He said it's a really good show and they take all these different places.
Oh, fun.
But then I want to talk about another Netflix show that you came over and made me watch. I'm writing it down. Sex Life. I still haven't started watching it without
Aaron.
You. I thought it got kind of bad acting after you left.
It's totally...
We watched 4 episodes?
Yeah, but you can't look for Oscar award-winning performances here. It is the subject matter we're talking about, and shit's about to get good. And Sam and I were texting the other day, Aaron's girlfriend, Sam, who she introduced me to.
Was she watching it?
She goes, my wild Saturday night, I'm about to start Sex Life. And I go, my wild Sunday was White Lotus. I started watching what she told us to watch.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. That's on HBO Max.
Okay.
This is now a movie and TV review podcast for those of you just joining us. But yeah, that's a really good one. Finish watching Sex Life. If nothing else,
the girl's hot in Sex Life. The acting's not that great.
They're a couple in real life, so I'm kind of into it in like a weird,
erotic way. I went down a rabbit hole and looked at their Instagram. She got a tattoo with his name, like his initial, kind of like the bees on his head.
Yeah, just if you're bored, you know? Well, if you have to be lying down in a calm position after the shots, watch
calm
a little
down.
Sex Life. Wait, so you're...
Hudson, mommy, I'm scared and I can't color my coloring book. You got to stay with me.
That's where I was like, what the hell are we watching right now? Hudson, I love you so much. Who the hell talks to their kids like, I come give mommy a hug. I love you so much. I'm like, Chris, what are we watching?
No, just get to the part about the party that they had at the neighborhood because it's total suburbia. And like, I know for a fact these things happen. Swinger parties or whatnot.
I don't know
for a fact, like I've never been there, but like in these suburban neighborhoods, Connecticut, where people get real bored, things start happening.
South Bay, yeah. For sure.
That too.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win and it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to our originally scheduled program. Next question is, how do you feel about people coming up to you in public and saying hi? Aworth 23. I'm going to say this real quick because Aaron will go, oh, okay, here we go. Aaron is the nicest person. If you come up and say hi to Aaron and recognize Aaron, you are so nice. You always take time. You always ask how somebody else is doing. You're really, really good at this. So that's all I have
to
say.
I don't like to be touched.
Not into the touching, but you're very nice.
Nope. Well, that's nice of you. How do you do with it?
Oh my God, I go around asking people if they know who I am. Do you know who I am? No, I just, okay, I'm just looking for attention from anyone. Today, the FedEx guy dropped off a check. Again, I get recognized never, but because my name is on the FedEx package, he comes to the door and he was like, Carissa, I got to talk to you about, I love the FedEx guy. You always got to make friends with the FedEx guy. I'm telling you why. Because they're going to leave the package that needs to be left, that is not a signature required. They're not going to chuck it over the fence. You got to go out of your way to be nice to these people. Anyways, so Derek and I were talking and he was going on and on about how he was in a commercial for FedEx, but he didn't have a SAG card. So he can't actually be in the commercial, but he got to hold the Lombardi trophy and it was a whole production.
Oh
yeah. And then I eventually come back in and my husband Kyle goes, what was that all about? I go, I was talking to the FedEx guy. What's the problem here? I love the FedEx guy. Not an ad. Anyways,
not an ad.
I'll talk to anyone. You know this about me. Next question.
Shout out to Rob, my UPS guy. Good friends with him as well. He's an angel.
Dream lover, come rescue me. How do you make interviews exciting yet comfortable and ask all the right questions? That's a great question. This is from Valerie Preactor. Valerie's got two questions in here, Valerie. Good for you.
Whoa, Val.
So you start. Go.
I don't know. I guess because I hate the typical like sit down interviews where they're just so dry. Like you've got to find a way to make them laugh and have fun in the beginning. I feel like that's so important. And you have a great little tip where you just say you should be rolling right away when they're sitting down because you may miss something, right?
Well, yeah. So our wonderful producer, Joel, and there's a lot of great producers that we worked with, but Joel is the king and the story about just roll. Comes from the time I got kicked off of Lambeau Field, as I've told on this podcast before, where Joel just said to the camera guy, just keep rolling. Because here's the thing, as you know better than anyone, athletes, for the most part, look, they're in season. The best time to get an athlete or an interview is when they're not in season. Because in season, they're coming from practice, from a treatment. They want in, they want out. Sometimes they're just not in the mood to like sit there and have a whole conversation. Right. So the less like an interview you can make it feel, in my experience, the better. And that drives me nuts when you sit down and a producer goes, okay, we're ready to go. And the athlete hears that. I'm like, I've been going. The interview has already happened the second the guy walked.
Work with me.
Work with me, people. So that's what I would say in order to make the athlete or whoever you're interviewing feel comfortable. Never say you're starting. Just go. And you're going to protect them. You're never going to put in anything that they don't want there or something that they, obviously don't want to talk about. So I would say that's my best piece of advice to make them feel comfortable is just act like you're having a conversation with them. But then also don't ask the cliche questions. Try to find a new way to reword them. Yeah. When we were at the seminar, Roger Goodell was there and he was being interviewed by our boss, Eric Shanks. And Tom Rinaldi was sitting next to you, and Tom had submitted like some of the questions for Shanks to ask Raj. And Raj. I saw you say to him like a question would ask, and you're like, ooh, good question. Like,
good.
Because Tom is so, I mean, he has made a living off of like these intense questions that are like make you think. I'm like, hey, what's your favorite color? And see where this goes. Where Tom's like asking this like very deep question. But the art of interviewing is really. It is an art.
Yeah.
I'm not always great at it, but I like interviewing. I like getting, you know, people to say things they don't normally say.
Agreed. I was going to, you know, I was talking to Ben on the sidelines, and what I really wanted from him, and you'll love this story, was just reading so stories dark. About Bill Cowher being inducted and great, you know, things that his former players had to say. And there was this awesome article about when you played for him or coached with him, one of the moves you had to get down was turning your head right away because he always sprayed when he talked. He was just so passionate. He's got this jaw. He talks about his jaw, but he would just spit. And I think I saw that in his football life. And I was cracking up reading this article. Hines Ward said, I was young. I was a rookie. And I messed up. I messed up really bad. And he came over and he just gave it to me. And while he was giving it to me, a bit of spit landed on my lip. And he thought, oh God, I can't wipe it off. I have to sit there and take it.
No.
And he said, the two things I thought of when Coach Cowher walked away is I'm about to get cut. And I've got spit on my lip, like his spit on my lip. Gross. There's just great like stories like that.
Yeah.
So I was dying to ask Ben in the interview, what's your best say it, don't spray it moment from Coach Cowher? Because you know he has 1,000. Mm-hmm. But and I this is kind of a trick I always do before guys sit down or before I'm about to go on, I'm gonna say, hey, I'm gonna ask you this. If you have anything good, and they'll laugh.
Oh, that's good.
Ben's like, no, you can't ask that. You can't. I said, oh, Ben, come on, that would be so much fun. He's like, he's right there. And I'm like, who gives a crap? But I didn't do it.
So that's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't ask ahead of time. Maybe I should. The only time I've ever asked ahead of time for an interview was Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck were getting a divorce.
Oh, yeah. You told me
this. And I don't know if I said it on here, but just debriefing. They had all these agenda questions about divorce. And I was like, I do not want to ask her these. It's so personal. It was part of the reason I had a hard time working in entertainment, because sports, we're not really asking personal questions, you know?
No.
It's more like quantitative, not qualitative. But anyways, so I put the mic down. I was like, I have to ask you this question. And I'm really sorry. And she was so lovely and gave me the nicest response. And then afterwards, she grabbed my hand. She said, thank you for doing it that way. And I was like,
yeah,
instead of a gotcha moment kind of thing. So that was my learn. I should actually probably do that more in sports. So good reminder.
I tend to do that too with athletes if we're talking about something tough. I mean, I kind of remember like all this stuff with Ezekiel Elliott. Was he going to be suspended? Was he not? Things like that. And was that what it was? What was it? There was always.
Yeah. I mean, there was stuff with him. Like
I
lack
don't
of production remember. Maybe. And then it was like, he got the contract. And then it was like, was he paying? Like, was he fully in it? Because wasn't he partying and like doing other stuff?
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember what was going on. That's sad. I don't remember. I hate bugging these guys about their life, but sometimes when it's part of the story, but yeah.
Was it COVID related?
I don't remember.
Anyways, but yeah, the art of the interview. That's why I always like watching, like Dan Patrick's really good. I like watching guys that are, you know, guys and gals, whatever, yourself included, when you can get the most out of someone and just make them laugh or get a moment that like you haven't seen them in before. Is fun.
Ryan so, with the notes.
Oh, yeah.
That was it, but we don't need to. Yeah.
It was better that we didn't remember.
Yep.
All right. Last question here says, why did CT move to Nashville? That's from Thomas. I moved to Nashville part-time.
Her country music singing career. Yeah,
because I'm going to be Carrie Underwood's backup. No, I moved to I've always wanted to live in Nashville. My husband no longer had to be based in New York, so it was an opportunity to move down. I've never lived in the South though. And I know I'm excited to not
I
just
love the South.
I know. And you know this, although I'm not excited about the South and all the trees that fell down from the windstorm that cost me a grip of cash just to have trees hauled off the property I've never even been to. But yeah, I'm excited. Nashville's so much fun. I mean, look, it's country music, but it's also like this up and coming town. Kyle and I were talking about the Titans are going to be good. The Predators are always like a great game to go to. So yeah, not full time. I'll still split my time between LA and Nashville. Nashville. I got to figure out when to get these dogs out here. Have you ever had to like, what's the longest car ride you've been with Howie? To Montana?
15 hours. That's it.
Fuck. How am I going to get these dogs across country at some point?
So I actually have a service for you.
You do?
They're literally,
You're the best.
Sam has it. Again, she knows shows. She'll tell you that. Yeah,
perfect.
They drive them out there.
Oh, yep. Good. Okay, good. I need that. I'll figure out when to do that.
When are you going
to
go?
I don't know. I'm the person, again, that gets married with 2 weeks notice and bought a house that I've never even seen. But, you know, it'll be fine. I'm hoping at the end of August because I'm painting and stuff right now. But. Well, guys, this has been a great time. I think we have to go, but Aaron, great news for you. Thank you for again sharing your journey. I know it's very personal, but
I'll let you know how it goes over the week. Well,
yeah, lots of positive energy your way. I love you. And you guys,
what are you doing this week?
I am going to Seattle. You know, the Kias aren't going to sell themselves. And
love
then
that.
I am going to go interview Coach Sala in New York. And then I'm going to interview Josh Allen in Buffalo. So
whoa,
I got
baby, all this week?
This week and next week. I'm going to get some in before these guys shut it down for the season. And
yeah,
I'm looking forward to that. But yeah, so that's why I'm up at the lake just for one night to get some stuff done up here and then off and running. But
love
thank
Coach
you,
Sala.
Cutie.
Have you ever talked to him?
No, I haven't.
Oh, get ready to get blown away.
I mean,
blown away, just watching
like press conference tape on him. I'm like, I want to play for him. I like his no nonsense attitude too about stuff. Like that's the kind of guy I like.
He's so smart. He's so lovely to speak with. His stories are fantastic. I remember sitting in our first meeting with him and Troy just kind of throwing some questions at him, and we were all kind of like, oh, this guy is
good.
Legit.
Yeah.
Great, great guy. And then Josh Allen can buy you coffee. Buy you a lot of coffee.
Oh my God. What a guy.
Congrats on the new contract, Budzo.
Jesus.
I've never even met him personally. Again, COVID. Like we weren't able. You did a sit down interview with him, no?
I did. And I could tell he you know, some of these guys were like they're new and like, you know, their first, second year or whatever, and they're just still kind of getting the hang of it in terms of like, show me some personality. Like, it's okay. Like your team's balling, you're doing great. Like you can get excited about it instead of the, like, we're taking one game at a time. But no, I think that just comes with like him getting acclimated to the position and having success. I mean, that's a town that's been starved of success, you know, especially in the postseason for a long time. So
yeah,
nice to see them doing well. I know I got excited, and then we have to go. I got excited. I got the Fox bet. Hold the line, please.
Oh, I saw on your Instagram.
There's nothing that makes me more excited than a preview notebook. Shout out to Jared, our researcher. He's so cute. He puts together this whole thing. But you guys, the projections.
Tell me what this is. What are we looking at here?
We're looking at, okay, the total win projections by Fox bet. So, like, they project that the Bills will win 10.5 games. The Cowboys will win the NFC East with 9.5. And it's just time for me to go to Vegas and just get to it.
Oh, my God. This is Christmas come early,
are you
baby.
Kidding me? And then I get so – I literally, on the drive up here, the dogs are in the back. And I said, Kyle, I'm going to read you a little story. It's called the Arizona Cardinals. They started 5-2 before losing 6 of their last 9 games to close out 2020. They missed the playoffs in each of their last 5 seasons. This is a sad story. And then I, like, there's a whole thing of like the additions, the subtractions. I'm going to send you it.
Oh my gosh.
It is a Bible to start the season, and it makes me very excited. For those of you guys that don't know, we have Aaron, tell them our socials, and then we'll have to go before everyone kills us.
Our socials are Calm Down Podcast. Give them a look. Now that I'm done with our game and I'm done with the seminar, I'll be posting. And yeah, I'm going to start studying. I think I'm going to start doing my first like 4 or 5 teams just to get ahead.
I'm going to send you this PDF. It's so good. It's like a full breakdown of everything. But thank you guys.
I love that you have it all printed out. I wonder if I should print it out.
Yeah, I'll send it to you, print it out. And again, shout out to Jared, our great researcher. But the season is upon us. I'm so excited. And thank you guys to everyone who wrote in questions. We appreciate it. Continue to write in questions, especially as the season starts. We're also aware that not everyone listening to our podcast also loves football. And maybe they're just here for the girlfriend conversation. So we are happy to talk about anything and everything. Aaron, I couldn't love you more. I'm happy for your great news. And we will see you guys next week.
Love it all. I'm so excited. Yeah, have a good one. I'm going to call you in probably about 10 minutes to hear everything. Are you going to be around?
I'm right here. Wi-Fi working.
Perfect.
Bye, all.
Yeah. Bye, guys. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Stephanie J. Block.
And I'm Mary Lee Fairbanks.
And we host Stages Podcast.
Binge close to 100 episodes.
Hear the inside stories from backstage and behind the scenes as we go beyond the resume and into the heart of creativity and what it really takes to be in the business of show business.
Don't miss our chats with the season's Tony nominees. If you love theater and entertainment, you are going to love Stages Podcast.
Subscribe to Stages Podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts and visit us at stagespodcast.net.